Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Bake McBride. Batting second. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting third. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Fishlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Larry Sorensen. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mark Brauhart. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Schroeder. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike Caldwell. And now, play ball. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara strikes out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McBride moves to second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fishlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorensen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Brauhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brauhart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brauhart moves to third. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into right field. Castillo picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Castillo. Brauhart scores. Gantner moves to third. Manning moves to second. It's 3-0, Brewers. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gantner scores. Manning scores. It's 5-0, Brewers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Caldwell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas who is chasing the ball. Yount reaches third base with a triple. Molitor goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Brewers. Mike Jeffcoat now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fishlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brouhard takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yount scores. Brouhard moves to second. It's 7-0, Brewers. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jeffcoat fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 0 for 1 in the game. Hera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hera fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister misplays the ball. That's an error on Bannister. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hara settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brouhard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-1 in the game. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Fishlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Manning is hit by the pitch. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manning moves to second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McBride hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Brewers. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-2 in the game. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Thornton strikes out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Molitor moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Molitor moves to third. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molitor scores. Yount moves to third. It's 8-1, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up towards third. Hara settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Brouillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouillard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brouillard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. Bannister hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-2 in the game. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tabler. Manning reaches second base with a double. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Schroeder strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Romero now playing shortstop. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Castillo hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Fishlin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gantner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. McBride hits a line drive towards first. Cooper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-4 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 0-for-3 in the game. Herrera hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Thornton hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Schroeder juggles the ball. That's an error on Schroeder. Herrera moves to second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herrera moves to third. Thornton moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-3 in the game. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Herrera tags and scores. One out. It's 8-2, Brewers. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thornton moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-3 in the game. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields it and throws to second for the out. Thornton scores. Thomas moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-3, Brewers. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thomas scores. Hassey moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, Brewers. Chris Bando pinch hits for Mike Fishlin. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.